Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. What happens when you have no access to modern medicine? Well, where modern healthcare services are not readily available and increasingly unaffordable, people rely on folk medicine. And if you happen to live in the Ozark Mountains of Missouri and Arkansas, you might be familiar with folk medicine practitioners called granny women, yarb doctors, and root diggers. Granny women use wild plants from the woods and herbs from their gardens to prepare medicines, tend the sick, and assist in childbirth. Yarb doctors blend supernatural beliefs, medicinal plants, and common household products such as vinegar, turpentine, or whiskey in treating the ill. And root diggers gather and sell medicinal plants at local markets. While root diggers are valued for their botanical knowledge, treatment is for the most part the responsibility of the granny women and yarb doctors. Researchers have documented that these folk practitioners use 39 different plants for 224 different treatments. Have high blood pressure? The wild onion bulb should lower it. Arthritis? Try willow bark or pokeweed roots. A persistent cold? Sumac leaves or magnolia bark should take care of it. Of course, you will need a granny woman or a yarb doctor to prepare the mixture correctly and to administer it properly. While the lack of access to modern medicine influences why people use folk medicine, there's another reason as well. The experience of generations has taught the people of the Ozarks that many, if not all, of these treatments work. The same can be said for the folk medicines of all cultures, including the folk tradition we call modern medicine. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities. The program is written by Dr. Robert Leonard and produced by Paul Ingalls and Kathleen Sabo.